As the gates closed behind us, three black Land Cruisers surrounded our car. The air filled with a high-pitched squealing and the smell of burning rubber. Michael's tanned knuckles turned white as he gripped the steering wheel and looked frantically for a way out. His body shook. The doors of all three trucks opened at the same time, and the men we did not know spilled out, all limbs and gunmetal. There was silence. The air thin, still hot. My breath caught painfully in my ribcage. Two men stood behind our car, machine guns raised. Michael pressed his foot against the gas pedal to move forward, but a tall man with a red bandana across the lower half of his face, a man holding a machine gun, pounded his fist on the hood of the car. He glared at us, then raised his gun, pointed it directly at Michael's chest. I threw my arms across Michael's body. It was a silly, impotent gesture. He grabbed my hand between both of his, held me so fiercely. It felt like all those slender bones would be crushed. A man reached into the window and unlocked my door. He started to pull me out of the car roughly, growling as the seatbelt held me inside. After he slapped my face, he ordered me to unlock my seatbelt. My hands shook as I depressed the button. I was lifted up and out of the car and thrown onto the street. The skin covering my face stung. The man sneered at me. I yelled, "My baby! Don't hurt my baby!" The cold steel of a gun barrel dug into my skin. I froze. A voice said, "Go easy, or we will kill your family. We kill everything you ever loved." I raised my hands over my head. A hand grabbed the back of my neck, pushing me towards the waiting vehicle. I turned to look back, a sudden calm filling me. Michael slowly raised his head. I looked at him hard. Wanted him to know that this was not how our story would end.
Ryan looks down at the tie, straightening it, even though it's already straight, but needing something to do. He hasn't touched me this morning, and barely looked at me. Yep, total baby. Since he hasn't answered me, I add, "Have you changed your mind about me being here? I know you think I've been avoiding packing, but I've set aside the entire day today to get it done, and Goodwill is coming by to pick up everything I don't need anymore. But I can call them and cancel if..." His eyes and hands are finally on me. "Yes, I still want you here. I didn't know that's what you were planning to do today. But you've picked the one day I can't help you. I'm swamped today. Today is Thursday, and he'll be 50 miles away from here in his East Texas office for the day, just like he is every Thursday. I know the timing sucks, but today was the only day I could get off work and the only afternoon Goodwill could send a truck over. I don't have much, so even by myself it shouldn't take long." His hands squeeze my sides as he leans forward to kiss me on the lips. His pout long gone, I hook my feet around the back of his legs and pull him close.
"Maybe I can call in sick. I am the boss, after all, and it's high time I abuse my position of power," he says with a laugh. I giggle in between kisses. "Save your sick for something better than packing. And really, there won't be much to pack since I'm giving almost everything away." I glance through the door to the bedroom. "My stuff isn't as nice as yours, so there's no reason to keep it."
His hands go to my face.
"I told you anything you want to bring here, we'll make room for it. You don't have to get rid of your stuff."
When I first donned a face mask and walked into a store, I felt my hot breath under my nose. This is strange. Everyone's going to stare at me. No one did. People walked around like zombies, learning to keep an arm's length from each other. Taped markings on the floor reminded me to pay attention, to watch others.
not a concept I was used to. City life early on had taught me the opposite. Don't pay attention, and don't draw attention from strangers. I found myself monitoring my sacred invisible space for any infractions. As I tried to escape the canned goods aisle, a lady concentrating on brand comparisons backed into my shopping cart. Jeez, I need more than a mask. I need full body armor.
Oh, I'm sorry, she said as she slid back to her cart.
I grunted. Why can't she just watch what she's doing?